Go the extra mile. I hear so many people saying, you know, Bart, I work so hard. You know, I do a good job. I'm a good person. The quality of my work is good. Like, why am I not getting rewarded properly? Like, why am I still here and not up here? And I really understand this frustration, and I had it myself for a long time as well. You see, I was making long hours, I did a good job, I was a good employee. But I wasn't getting the rewards that reflected that, or so I thought. What's the problem with that? The problem is exactly that. Being good is no longer good enough. You see, if you go back a couple of decades ago, if you were a poor staff member, a poor employee, you will get like a poor salary. If you were like a good employee, you will get like a good salary. If you were an excellent employee, you'll get like an excellent or above average salary. Now, today, that's no longer the case. Why? It's because of technology, globalization, competition. There's so many factors that just being good enough doesn't give you good rewards anymore. So what do you do? Is it still possible to get like an amazing salary or salary pay increases? Well, you can, but the scale is a little bit differently. So today, if you are a poor employee, what do you get? You no longer get a poor salary. You get the boot. You get fired. Poor employees, no one wants to hire anymore. You're out of the game. So how about if you're a good employee? Well, today, if you're a good employee, you no longer get a good salary. You get a poor salary, like a basic minimum wage. That's what you get today. It's a fact. Now, today, if you're a great employee, you just get like an average good salary. So how do you actually get a great salary if being great or being good is no longer good enough? Well, what you have to be outstanding. And I learned this at a Tony Robbins UPW seminar, and he told exactly this story. Like, being excellent or being great is no longer good enough. It just gives you like a basic good salary, but you just need to be a little bit better, like that 2 millimeter shift. You need to go from being excellent to being outstanding, and it's not here, it's just like a little bit better. And if you can do that in your job and your career and your next jobs, you're going to skyrocket and you're gonna get all the rewards that you ever dreamed of. And I promise you this, eventually, you know, you'll be at the top of the company or run your own company if you really, really want it. So what do you have to do for that? How do you become outstanding? Well, the solution is already in the word, outstanding. You need to stand out. So many companies, they have like huge departments with hundreds of people, and if you don't stand out, you know, you're not gonna go anywhere. You become outstanding by going the extra mile. And I hear you thinking like, okay, I go the extra mile, I'll work harder. But again, work harder, if you go back a couple of lessons, it's task-based. Everyone can work harder, but it doesn't mean shit. What matters is to give results and to create achievements for your company and on your CV, so recruits and other companies can spot that as well. Now, I want you to be brutally honest with yourself. What kind of employee have you been until now? So maybe you say, you know, I have been like a good employee and I got like a basic salary. Like, where are you on that scale? And are your rewards reflecting that? Like, likely, if you earn like a pretty good salary, it already means like, okay, you are like an excellent employee. You go the extra mile, but it's not extra enough. Otherwise, you would have been outstanding, and you know, you really get excellent and outstanding salary and pay rises. The second question is this: how can you become outstanding in your job or your career? Now, for everyone, it's different, but I really want you to think like, okay, what can I do in my job to stand out, like to make an impression? And again, it doesn't mean to work harder, but to work smarter. Like, what projects can you on? What are the problems that you see that the company is struggling with and they haven't been able to sort out for years? I remember a couple of months ago, you know, actually previous to that, I could see the company was really struggling with like intercompany balances. So for example, like the UK has a balance with the Netherlands, and the Netherlands has to report the same balance. But all of these balances were out of whack because it wasn't done properly and there were no reconciliations done. So what I did in my own time was reconcile all these balances that the company has been struggling with at audits for years after years. And that really made a lasting impression, and that really helped me to stand out from previous employees. So what are some of those projects that you can take on for your company to make an impression and to stand out? And I promise you this, if you're not going to get pay rises in your current job, you know, put it on your CV, because other companies will spot it. They like people who are proactive, who don't need to be told what to do. They're a self-starter. So make sure you do the homework, ask yourself these questions, and brainstorm as many ways as possible on how you can become outstanding in your current job and in your career as well.